While last week's unforeseen problems have been resolved, this week Dave has been kept away by another unavoidable problem. As such, Dave was only available to provide us with the question this week, but no extended commentary. We offer our sincerest apologies and will return you to your regularly scheduled Dave next week. This time, for realsies.
So, Steve-o, why is the maple leaf on the Canadian flag? That is today's question.
Well, you and I have always known the current flag, with its red bands bookending the larger white band. It's actually a relatively recent addition to the Canadian state. In fact, the maple leaf flag is actually one of two official national flags, along with a couple of unofficial that have a small measure of popularity at particular events. But rather than trying to describe them all, we're focusing today on the curious case of the maple leaf as the national symbol of Canada. So, the use of the maple leaf actually goes back to the province of Lower Canada and the celebration of French language, culture, and generally Quebec interests. The Society of Saint Jean Baptiste was an organization formed for those express purposes back in the 1830s, and they selected the maple leaf as their official symbol for their society. Presumably, the maple tree's usefulness for food, lumber, and general aesthetic qualities, especially in fall, as well as prominence in the region, all led to it being an obvious choice. Now, eventually it caught on as a symbol in English Canada as well, to the point that Alexander Muir was eventually inspired to write a song called The Maple Leaf Forever in 1867. Now, I'm not going to sing the whole thing, but the first verse goes, "In the days of yore from Britain's shore, Wolfe the dauntless hero came, and planted firm Britannia's flag on Canada's fair domain. Here may it may wave, our boast, our pride, and joined in love together, the thistle, shamrock, rose entwine the maple leaf forever." So the maple leaf became as a sort of stand-in next to Scotland's thistle, Ireland's shamrock, and England's rose as a signifier of the nation. Soon enough, the maple leaf made its way onto coins, national and provincial coats of arms, and military emblems. So from this, it might seem obvious for such a prominent symbol to eventually get placed onto our flag. But it actually didn't make its way there until 1965. Now, why is that? Because it actually wasn't until 1965 that Canada had its own flag. Prior to that, we actually used either the Union Jack or the Red Ensign design, neither of which were our own creations. Now, Prime Minister Mackenzie King tried on multiple occasions, through committees and public designs, to craft a uniquely Canadian flag. Now, some of the designs that resulted, in fact, featured variations of the maple leaf on them, but ultimately, our flag remained unchanged. So, the 1960s come along, and Prime Minister Lester B. Pearson doesn't much like the fact that our flag directly links us to the United Kingdom, because it doesn't much seem like a symbol worthy of the now largely independent Canada. So he strikes a committee, we really do love our committees here in Canada, to resolve this issue definitively. The end result is that Pearson tries to get his favorite selected as the new Canadian flag, and when everyone decides that it looks ridiculous, he strikes yet another committee. Now, this committee looks over thousands of designs in a two-month period. One member of the committee was discussing the difficulty of finding a flag that would appease Anglo and Franco-Canadians, as well as monarchists and Republicans, with George Stanley. Now, he was a professor at the Royal Military College. His suggestion was that the flag needed to be simple enough that anyone could draw and recognize it, while still remaining distinctly representative of Canada as a whole, without falling upon the use of divisive symbols, such as the fleur-de-lis, which was popular in Quebec. In the end, his suggestion was to basically rip off the Royal Military College's flag and put a maple leaf in the center in place of the RMC's coat of arms. And so that is the roundabout way of explaining how we got the maple leaf on our flag.